We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Ma'ayin Hoyu Masiyin Masuos. So it says, where do you start from? Harazesim, and you go from bunches of mountains to Beis Bilton. Zoktim Armai Beis Bilton. Where is Beis Bilton? Right after Rosh Chodesh.
Yes. The guy in Har Mishka went up.
They waited to see. Yeah, after the first day, they could have been Rosh Chodesh. It's only one night. They only did one night. That night, they stood up. If I guess it was 3 a.m. already, then you probably gave up. But they went up to the day. My base built in Amarav Zu Biram. It was one night. Zu Biram. This is the place called Biram, which Zavuya and Taisvis. This is the last place there at Shal before the Goyla, before Pumpadisa. So this is Biram. My Goyla, what's Goyla? I'm Rav Yosef Zu Pumpadisa. That's Pumpadisa, which is in Bavel. So they went there, and then they saw in Pumpadisa all this fire, and that's where it said the whole Goyla turned into Madura Sech. Mike Madura Sech. Tana, kol echad ve'echad lo'it la'avuka v'yadai. Everyone in Pumpadisa took a torch in his hand, va'oil resh gagai, and went up onto his roof and waved back and forth until the whole Goyla looked like one big fire. Tanya Rav Shimon Lazo Eimer, af charim v'chiyar, Vegeda v'chavruseha. Other mountains also had these fires. Chorim, Kir, Vegeda v'chavruseha. Where were these mountains? Ikad Amri, Beni, Beni, Avakayim. It was between the mountains there in Tishol, between those mountains, Har Mishcha and Sartava and Beis Bilton. Ikad Amri, the Hachi is there in Tishol. It was in the other direction of Eretz Yisrael, the other side of Eretz Yisrael. Because Bavel, if you ever look at a map, Eretz Yisrael is a very small country. Iraq, and in those days, Bavel was also Jordan, is much bigger than Eretz Yisrael. So if you go to one direction, they can see the other direction going up. Let's say you can't see. So therefore, they went a different direction. Now with this mountain range going the other direction. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Bein kol achas v'achas, between every one of these mountains, is shmoyne parsoyes. It's eight parsoyes. Eight parsoyes between every one of these mountains. Kama havaluhu. So if you have five mountains, how many parsoyes are between five mountains? How many? 32. Because 8 parsoyes in between is 32 parsoyes. Kamahavalu, plus and tartan. So you're telling me now that from Haraz Esim to the border of Eretz Yisrael is 32 parsoyes. I think Mara says it can't be. It's much more. But 32 parsoyes is around 20 miles or less. So here, it's much more than that to get to the border. It's Mara's Kasha. But in the Tuva, on Mabaya, no, really, on the like the bird's eye view, it's only really 32 parsoys. But when you go in on a horse, a buggy, or a car, you have to go winding around. Then it's not a straight road. Amabaya stume istatam lo darache. The roads got fashed up. They're not straight. The chsiv lechein hindi sachas darache b'sir. Paul says I'm gonna cover the roads with thorns, wrap the roads with thorns, and that will make it I can't go a straight way. That the roads became crooked. Hakaponim, the Gemara's Teretz is that really it's closer. Just it takes a while to get there because you don't have a straight road. You have to know if that's the Metzias. Tais already is very busy asking a bunch of kashas that Lachari was much further. Could you see that there was a 15-day walk from Yerushalayim until the end of Eretz Yisrael, and that's much more than 32 parsoys. You could walk, I think, it could be you could walk 4 parsoys a day. What? Right, St. Tarot. Yeah, but so much more that I guess it's very hard to understand. That's Tyson's question. No, he says it's even more than 32 parsoys. Argument says even walk, it's even more than whatever the Chesed Ragamara. You're saying this, it's so crooked that even 400 parsoys. And Konami. But Tyson talks about it, you have to know what the Matthias is back upon him. That says in Ragamara that's how long it takes. Very good, yeah. It's optimistic. Mr. Vaita, what happens when the Edim come on Shabbos? What do you do with them? Another Makar, this is besides for the Shulchi Ashi, another Makar, they make a Kiddush that comes from this Mishnah. Chatzah Gedoyla, Hoysel B'Yerushalayim. There's a big Chatzah in Yerushalayim, Beis Yazak is in the cross. It was called Beis Yazak. And all the Edim that came, a lot of times a lot of Edim, they all gathered there. Shom Kol Edim Eskansim, all the Edim gathered there. And Bezdin checks them out to see if they're good there. The Sudas Gedolos Oysen Lahem Mesfilsu Yerigurim Lavei. They made big Sudas there. So people should come. People always come for food. Good gala, a little chicken. And the Oilem came. And this way, they'll be happy to come. Sudas Gedolos Oysen Lahem. Big Sudas. Mesfilsu Yerigurim Lavei. Bereshoina, I'm assuming they didn't drink because you couldn't drink if you couldn't be Eidus then. Bereshoina Loi Ha'izaz Misham. Really, the halach is, if someone comes from Chutz L'Tchum, then if he gets to a place out of his tchum, he can't move more than 4 amos. You actually, if you're in a mechitza, you that whole place is like 4 amos, but he can't move on 4 amos. So beginning, you have here a bunch of Edom coming. They came, let's say, Shabbos morning early. They could not move from that chatzah the whole day. Couldn't get out of it. Lamai said that was a little difficult for the Olam. His Gimel Azakin, Gimel Azakin was Masakin, Shiyum HaHalchin Alpayim Amach HaRuach. They go 2,000 Amos in each direction. La'il Bavad, not only the people come to Kiddush HaChodesh, we gave them a special head to 2,000 Amos. La'af Chochba Ba'Leleid, a midwife that comes to help someone give birth, or Bala Hatzim Radleko, someone comes to save someone from a fire, Minah Gaius, from the war, Minah Nar, from a river, raging river, Minah Pilus, from a building collapse. These people all come to save, basically Atzala. Harel Ka'anche Ha'ir, they are like the people of the city of Sarim Payim L'Choruach. They have 2,000 Amos in each direction. Sekhon Zepashus means let it go there. But then after you go there, you finish the Sekhon Zepashus, so then maybe you have to stay there where you are. You can't move out of 4 Amos. He was Masakin, you let it go 2,000 Amos in each direction, because if not, you're not going to want to come. So therefore, the Masakin, just like by Edim, they let her, don't say you let it go back home. They don't say that, hey, you got to go back home. They don't say that. It says, hey, you let it go 2,000 amos out of your tchum. Why you come back home is different hatter. A different hatter. You have to learn up that hatter. What? That's right. Machine lost love, maybe. You have to work that out. But upon him, this is a var that everyone gets their own, get the tchum. So if you go to the hospital on Shabbos with your wife, Lachar, you could go at you go to the shul, even though it's out of the hospital and that's out of the tchum. But you let it go 2,000 amos each direction out of the city. It sounds like Al Kaponim. Yeah, Al Kaponim. That's what comes out. Zot the Gemara Vayit. There's actually a discussion in Taisvis that this halacha we said if you go out of your tchum, you only let it go within 4 amos. So only an enclosed area is called 4 amos. Taisvis discussion is a city also called like 4 amos. Even without a wall around it. Taisus brings it down over here in the Maskal Loi Ha'izazim Hashem. Zogtik Maravite. Eboilu, Beis Yazik Tanan or Beis Yazik Tanan? How do you spell this place? We call it the Beis Yazik, this Chatzah. Is it with an ayin or without an ayin? Because it means different things. The Mor explains. Beis Yazik Tanan, Lishnam Ayu. That's a good Lashon. The Chassid says in the Pasuk when he made a fence, Vayazkeu Vesalkeu. They strengthened the fence and they took away the racks. So it's a good loss. It's a lotion of making a good fence. It's called Beis Yazik because it's a protected area. That's why it's called Beis Yazik. Oh, Idilma Beis Yazik Tanan. A lotion of Tsar. Listen to Tsaru. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, who Osur Bazikim, who's tied up with chains, which Yazik's lotion of Tsar. So why is it called Beis Yazik? Is it because it's a makim of Tsar, because you're stuck in this little chotzer, or you're in a good place, Shemaka place? Zakti Gemara, I bring a riot that it means a good thing. Oh my bai, Toshma, Sudas, Gedels, Oislam. They made them big Sudas. It's Kadesh, you bring them love, you want to come. So you see, it was a happy place. And for the Gemara, no, that's not right. What? What?
They did these things
to the order. Right. So Mara's Tarat, maybe Mara's Tarat. Mara, Dilma Tarat, Avdabu. Avada, there was Tsar there because they couldn't get out. But the offset, the Tsar, you also had good food. Both of them were true. Both Tarat, it was Tsar, it was like a. It was bittersweet. It was tzar, but you also had the food, so it could still be called Beis Yazik. So Gemara stays with a shiloh. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. How are we baidik to Edom? Ketzah baidik mes Edom. Zog shabar rishon, baidik mes rishon. The first pair that comes, they get checked out first. And what do? You separate them. You don't interrogate them together. Machlisim is a gadol shbem. First, a bigger one, the more chashuv one, comes in. For Oymer Loi, they ask him, few questions. Emor, Kesar Isas Alvana. How do you see the Levana? L'fneachama, l'achachama. And right now, the Gemara thinks this means the same thing as the next question, L'tzvoina or L'droima? Because Rashi explains that at the end of the month and the beginning of the month, the reason why you don't see the moon is because it's directly between the earth and the sun. And therefore, you cannot see the moon. Why not? Because the sun is so bright, there's no way you can see the moon. The moon is completely outdone by the moon is completely outdone by the sun. The sun's too light. The only time you'll be able to see it technically is at the end of the day by Shkia Sachama, where the sun goes down. And at that point, you might see a sliver of the moon. So the moon is next to the sun when you'll be seeing it. Now, the sun sets all the way in the west, and a lot of time it's in the Safa, in the northwest. And the question is, was the moon in front, which means was Safa, of the a son or Darim of a son, which means behind the son? Was it leading the son or behind the son? That's the question. It's the same question as really the Tzvayin HaDarim, which the Gemara will talk about. Why? What's the two questions? Then you ask him, Kama Hayu Gavaya, how high was it? How high in the sky did it look to you? From your vantage point, how high did it look? Ul'ayin Hayanaita, in which direction was it pointing? Kama Hayu Rachav, how wide was it? In Omar Lefnei Achama, to the first question they ask him, he says, Lefnei Achama, right away you tell him, go back home, enjoy the challenge. Loya Maklum, he's not counted. He can't count him. We'll see why in the Gemara. After bring the sheni in, check him out. If they both say the same thing, it's a good edus, and we have Rosh Chodesh. What do you do with the rest of the 40 guys who are there? What do you do with them? They all came for nothing? So we don't want to make them feel bad. So we go in, we ask them questions also. We don't give them a whole interrogation, we don't have time for that. But we ask them a few questions. Not because we need them. They shouldn't go leave upset that why we came for nothing. We slept all this way for nothing. So therefore we ask them some questions. We want them to come. We want people to come because there's going to be times when no one comes and they're going to be only eight of them. They say, well, yeah, I remember last time at 38 of them, we did nothing. All we did is eat all day. So therefore, we want them more. We want people to come. Therefore, we ask them some questions as well. Zakti Gemara, the first two questions were lefnei achama, in front of the chama, achama, back of the chama. Then there's l'tzvayin l'drayim, which means the same thing. L'tzafa means in front of the chama. You saw it in the head of the sun. L'drayim means behind the sun. So it's the same thing. Vreiti Gemara kasha, haynu lefnei achama, haynu l'tzvayin lefnei achama and tzvayin, same thing. Haynu l'achachama, haynu l'drayim. Achachama and drayim are the same thing. I'm a buyer, no. When Tzvayin HaDarim means what it means. Lefnei Achama Achama means a whole entirely different thing. When a moon is the middle of the moon, it's shaped like a crescent, like a banana. It's a crescent. So you have two ends, the two sharp ends, you know, at the end, and you have the round part of the other side. Which part was facing the sun? Was it the corners of the crescent were facing the sun? Or it was the back of the moon, the round part, the shiny part of the moon, facing the sun? That was the question. That was the question of Pnei Chama. Pegima means the dark part. Was that facing the Chama? Or L'Acha Chama? Or what? Or L'Acha Chama? You see the moon. Right, you only see that. So they asked him, right? Yeah. So they asked him, but the guy could make it up a story. So they asked him, how do you see the moon? When you're saying Adis, you know, you're not sure if the new moon looks like. You know, they're not so bright, you know, these guys. So they asked him this question. Do you see that part of the moon, or do you see the two ends of the moon? That was the question they asked him. That means if the pegima, which means the black part of the moon, the part that they can't see, is that's facing the sun, then lo yama klum. You know what you're talking about. And like you're saying, the metzias is, since the sun is the one that gives light to the moon, it's impossible to see the dark part of the moon to be towards the sun, because that's the part that's getting reflected by the sun, so it has to be the other way around. But the Gemara doesn't give a pisoid what's the reason for that phenomenon, that the moon is like that way. Hamshel v'fachad. Talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hamshel v'fachad imoy. Hashem is the ruler and pachad imoy. He does shalom in the skies. He makes shalom in the meraimav up there. What's the shalom does? Ma'olam rasa chama pegimasa shalavana. The sun never saw the deficiency of the levana. It always just sees the light part of levana. What's the reason? Because the Gemara says in a second. Also, also, when there's a rainbow, also the sun only sees the round part of the keshes, not the deficiency of the keshes. Why not the chol shadaita? Because the moon will feel bad, because we know the pasuk of Parashat says that Hashem created both the moon and the sun as both giving them their own light. They're both moiris hagadolim. And the levana said, you can't have two malachim together. So Hashem says, yeah, you're right. Good point. We're going to make you smaller. And Lamai said, levana feels bad. So if the levana, is deficiency is facing the chama, he's going to be very upset. The levana will be upset. Chalisha is like a chalisha das. Feel bad. Feel bad, chalisha das. So, yeah. Feel bad. Therefore, what? Huh?
It's because
you have
made it smaller.
I was going to say smaller, but no, it made it small. Also, it didn't have its own light. It's also part of it. It's also part of the thing. So, therefore, he's going to feel bad. Therefore, Hashem makes sure always that it's the deficiency of the Levana, which means the back part of Levana, the part that's not light does not face the sun, it's the other way around. Why a keshes? Shall keshes. When someone, a keshes is a rainbow. Now, it also means, we know keshes means a bow and arrow, if you have a bow. When you shoot a bow and arrow, then the round part, the crescent, is facing outside, and the sharp part of the crescent is facing you. You shoot an arrow. So if the keshes would face the sun that way, it looks like the sun is shooting arrows at people. And for the people over the Vedas Zara, they think, oh, the sun is shooting at us. So if the Gemashal keshes, like Leimra Uyde Achama, the people who do a Vedas Zara shouldn't say, Giri Kamashadya. The Chama is sending chitzim, sending arrows at us. Who Yerul Hilachem Bekoifrim, Ba. He's fighting with the one who's Koifrim. Because the person who shoots a bow and arrow with a bow, the pegimas akeshas face him. Therefore, the keshas is always the opposite way. The keshas is always the opposite way. And therefore, these are the two reasons, apisoid, why levana and akeshas are in that direction.